你用眼一看，用你项上的一条金链夺了我的心，我妹子，我心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱情比酒更美，你膏油的香气胜过一切香品，我心腹，你的嘴唇低密，好像蜂房低密，你的舌下有蜜有奶，你衣服的香气如黎巴嫩的香气，我妹子，我心腹，乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。你园内所种的结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并凤仙花与拿达树，有拿达和番红花，菖蒲和桂树，并各样乳香木，没药沉香与一切上等的果品。你是园中的泉，活水的井，从黎巴嫩流下来的溪水。北风啊，兴起，南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己园里，吃他佳美的果子。我们上次交通到第四章的第三节前一半，苏俊可以了。
对不起，我先跟大家道歉，我两个小朋友在楼上跑来跑去，好像地震一样。Sorry about the noise that's in my house right now. Two kids are playing upstairs. We finished last time. We stopped at chapter 4, verse 13, the first half of verse 3.
我们讲到第四章了，一开头的时候是主来称赞这个追求他的女子。
We've talked about that in the beginning of chapter 4, which is our Lord that's praising this girl that's after him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们神的儿女要学会常常感谢和赞美。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn this lesson that we need to appreciate, we need to thank our Lord every day.
保罗在他的书信里面多次地向我们提到。
In Paul's letter, he often mentioned that to us.
他说我们要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
We need to give thanks to our Lord for everything because that's the will that's in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也说到我们要凡事借着主耶稣基督把感谢献给爱我们的神。
Paul also mentioned that we must give all thanks through Jesus Christ to our Lord who gives Jesus Christ back to us.
一个会在基督里感谢的人，就是活在父神爱中的人。
The one who really knows how to thank our Lord in Christ is the one who really dwells in our Lord.
我们知道神他是爱的神，他给我们的永远里面都带着爱的性质。
We know our Lord is the Lord of love. He gives all the real things back to us.
也带着爱的目的。
There's a purpose of love.
很可惜我们在肉身中常常不感觉到有一些苦难的环境背后有荣耀的旨意和目的。
What a shame. Oftentimes we go through suffrage. However, we don't understand this blessing in disguise.
以至于我们在那苦难中就更苦。
So to a point, when we are suffering, we're in such a bitterness.
以至于神在那个环境中对我们的目的，我们就无法完全的达到。
We suffer so much, we didn't understand this point so much, that when we're in suffrage, the purpose of the suffrage did not truly reveal back to us.
那些会在基督里感恩的人，心里面因着神的爱就变得柔和。
The one who really know how to thank the Lord and appreciate the Lord will become soft because they really love the Lord, they understand the Lord.
变得 满足。
They become satisfied in the Lord.
另外一面呢，我们要学会赞美。
On the other hand, we need to know how to praise our Lord.
有经验的、老练的弟兄姊妹都告诉我们。
The experienced and mature Christians have told us.
赞美是基督徒运用信心的凭借。
The praising is the evidence of how we are becoming, the Christians becoming mature.
或者这样讲， praise is the way to exercise your faith. 我们信心不是光说主啊，我相信你为我做这件事，不是的。
Our faith is not just, oh Lord, I believe you're doing this for me.
乃是看见那位信实的主他必定做成，我们赞美他。
Faith is really seeing our Lord, who is the real God, that will accomplish things. That's why we believe that.
所以在诗篇里面，大卫的诗他说，神耶和华以色列的神，是以以色列家的赞美为宝座的。
So in Psalms, one of David's Psalms, it was like,our Lord Jehovah, the Lord of Israel, is the one who seats on the throne, which is made of praise of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们会赞美，我们就会用信心。
Brothers and sisters, if we know how to praise our Lord, then we know how to exercise our faith.
我们常常好像觉得这是主教导我们基督徒该过的生活。
We often think that this is the type of life our Lord has told us how to live.
但是在雅各书第四章，你看见我们的主对于那些爱他、跟随他、追求他的人。
But in chapter 4 of Song of Songs, we see that our Lord treat the ones who really love him.
他非常会欣赏，他也非常会赞美。
Our Lord really know how to enjoy the ones who really loved him and really know how to praise the one who really loved him.
我们读第四章第一句话，他说，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，我的佳偶，你甚美丽。
In verse 1 of chapter 4, I'm reading from the Darby translation. It says, Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair.
好，我们的主对我们的称赞是合宜的，是公正的。是准确的。
The praise from our Lord is fitting, is fair, is appropriate.
我们上次也讲到，在这里主对我们生命中的七方面，他有一个评估，有一个给我们一个估价。
Last time we mentioned that our Lord has this.Very accurate appraisal of the seven aspects in our life.
第一个他讲到我们的眼睛。
The first is our eyes.
我今天不去重复它，我只是提一下。我们基督徒生命成长，我们对事物的眼光看法就开始逐渐的不一样了。
This is not the repeat of last week's lesson, but I just want to briefly mention it. When we become a Christian, as we become mature, our eyesight becomes different.
我们相信呢，我们中间很多有一点学习经历的弟兄姊妹都可以感觉这件事情。
I truly believe that a lot of the brothers and sisters who really experience the Lord have this experience of the eyesight.
在这里他特别讲到在帕子后啊，达比弟兄讲在你的那个帕子后。
In the Darby translation, Brother Darby really mentioned this behind thy veil, your veil.
可见呢，这是这个女子有意的要遮盖自己，要隐藏自己。
It really meant that this virgin girl truly wanted to purposely hide behind the veil herself.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常美丽的事情。
Brothers, sisters, this is such a beautiful thing.
神的儿女们越成熟啊，别人越看不见那个人。
The more mature you're in Christ, brothers, sisters, the less people will see you.
看不见你的对事情指指点点评头论足，没有这样的事情。
People don't see your opinions on certain matters at all.
因为他的眼光呢， 是隐藏在帕子后面让主来欣赏的。
Because your eyesight or the virgin girl's eyesight is behind the veil and it's truly appreciated by our Lord.
然后讲到她的头发。
Now we're mentioning her hair.
这一个跟随主的女子啊，她向着主有一个完全恒久持续的奉献。
This virgin girl towards the Lord has this everlasting offer, this sacrifice towards the Lord.
或者我们这样讲，这个持续的，就是 continuously consecrate herself.
The virgin girl has this continuous consecration towards the Lord.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？我们一次要献上自己啊，情绪一上来我们就把自己献了，但是事情一来呢，我们就从祭堂上就跳下来了，那不是持续的奉献。
If brothers and sisters, if you want to consecrate yourself once, the moment you have the feeling, you're just going to go ahead and do it. But if you see some difficulties, you're just going to jump off the altar and be like, I'm done.
但是一个头发在主面前变得美丽的人，他不是这样子。
Before a person whose hair is becoming more beautiful in our Lord's eyes, the person won't do the same.
他碰到事情来的时候，他能够跟主说：“主，我答应过你，所以现在靠着你，我愿意放下我的自己。”
This person will say to the Lord, "Lord, I have made a promise to you. Because of you, I'm willing to drop everything that I'm doing."
最近我们中间有一位姊妹。
There was a sister that's among us right now.
她被检查出来得了肿瘤癌症。
She went to the doctor and found out she has cancer.
而她这个肿瘤呢，现代的药都没用，必须用那个最老的化疗的方式。
There's no modern technology can help with her cancer. Only very old school chemotherapy can help.
我们知道以前的这个化疗是。那个是毒性是很高的。
It's very toxic to go through chemotherapy.
现在的化疗呢，你做了化疗也外表都看不出来什么变化。
Nowadays, the modern time, the chemotherapy, you couldn't even tell a person who's going through chemo.
当我们姊妹知道她得了这个病，需要做这个化疗的时候
，When our sister found out she has cancer and must go through very old,
她情绪起伏的很厉害。
Her emotion goes upside down.
她也害怕，因为医生告诉她，你这个瘤长的位置非常不好，我们没有办法去接近它，或者给你把它割除。
The position, the doctor told her that the position of the cancer is very tricky. We cannot remove it surgically.
她就在主面前祷告。
She prayed in front of our Lord.
主给她一首诗歌。
Our Lord gave her us a hymn.
那首诗歌我们都很熟啊，你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
It's a hymn that's written by Brother Watchman Nee. It's the if you don't put the grapes in the if you don't put the olive in the olive press, there's no olive oil.
Yeah. 那么主特别把那首诗歌的副歌给他。
The Lord has given her the choir part.
每次的打击都是真利益。
Every strike there is benefits behind it.
如果你取去的东西，你以自己来代替。
And the things that you removed, you replaced with yourself.
这句话一进到他里面，他就安息了。
When this verse has entered into her, she become peaceful.
他告诉主说：“主，我是属你的，你负我的责任。”
She said, "Lord, I belong to you. You're responsible for who I am."
那医生告诉他，你要预备啊，这个化疗药性很强的。
Doctor has said, "You need to prepare yourself. It's very toxic to go through this type of chemo."
他做了第一次的化疗，回家三天以后，头发就掉光了。
She went through chemo for the first time, for the first round. 3 days later, all her hair is fall off.
他来聚会的时候。起先还戴一个帽子，后来他说我不用戴帽子了，主把我的头发取去了，现在他用他自己做我的美丽了。
She was wearing a hat when she came to our gathering. But after that, she's like, well, I don't have to hide. I don't have any hair because the Lord removed it, but the Lord gave himself to us to repeat.
弟兄姊妹，奉献是从我们里面的心思意念开始的。
Brothers and sisters, consecration starts from our mind.
我们不是一时的冲动，一个热情而已。
Consecration is not starting because we are very emotional.
碰到真正有考验的时候，主说你奉献了，你就把这个放下吧。
When we're really dealing with certain challenge with suffrage, Lord has said, if you really want to consecrate, just drop whatever you do.
不一定是主亲自跟我们说，主借着周围弟兄姊妹都说，你最好不要这样做。但是我说不，我一定要这样做。我这一，这是我定我最喜欢的。
It does not have to come from our Lord. Maybe some of my brothers just say, wait, don't do it. Then you say, no, I have to do it. This is something I really love.
若是我们坚持自己，我们就在这个点上面失去了奉献的生活。
If we really are going to hold on to things that we like and don't give that up, we're going to miss the part about being consecrated.
弟兄姊妹，我相信你我都有过这样的经验，失败。
I truly believe that you and me have all experienced this type of failure.
慢慢我们学会了，每天早上亲近主的时候说，主啊，我今天把自己投降，向你缴借，求你保守我。
Day by day, we learn this lesson. You come to our Lord in the morning prayer and say, Lord, I give myself completely to you. I surrender to you. I ask for your protection.
在这一天的生活中，无论碰到什么事情，如果激动我，或者把我的己生命激出来的时候，主愿你帮助我把我自己放下。
It does not matter what is invoking me that day, Lord. I'm asking that I'm willing to give up my self-life. I don't want that to show up. I want you to reveal.
当我们有这样的心思意念的时候，
When we have this type of thought,
那个奉献的生活在我们身上才会慢慢的落实。
The mind or the life of consecration will solidify in our life.
而这个女子的头发才会显出她的美丽、洁净，而且呢，丰满。
And then the hair of this virgin girl will show the beauty and pure and how the fullness of it.
那么上次我们讲到第二节的牙齿。
Last time we talked about verse 2 about the teeth.
是讲到我们接受主供应的那个属灵的官能，那个能力。
We are talking about this function that we can receive our Lord.
我们对于临到我们身上的每一件事，我们所听见的所有的属灵交通，不轻易的放过。
Every time we see something, we hear something about our Lord, we don't let it go easily.
像玛利亚一样。当天使向他报信，向西缅向他说预言的时候，他就把它存在心里，反复的思想。
It's like when the angel has told Mary that there's going to be this son. Mary keep that in her heart, and she constantly meditate on that.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常好属灵生命操练的习惯。
Brothers and sisters, meditating on something over and over again is such a good habit of spiritual exercise.
这是叫圣灵在我们身上能够握住我们，并且在我们身上呢塑造我们。
That's like when the Holy Spirit can truly grasp and hold on to us and form us.
那么第三节他讲的，主看见这一个女子的嘴唇好像一条朱红色的线。
In verse 3, as Darby translates,Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet.
他的言语也是秀美，是合宜的。
Thy speech, in the Darby translation, really, thy speech is comely.
弟兄姊妹，这个嘴唇像一条朱红色的线，线是很细的，它是闭得很紧的，不是天天张开大嘴巴的。
When your lips are like a thread of scarlet, that means you're shutting your lips tightly.Not like opening your mouth.
有的人很可惜啊，有的人呢，天生就是爱说话的。
Some people are very talkative.
我们得救以前呢，有的人可能就是一个人多的地方，就是听到他的声音的。
Before this person has accepted Christ, everywhere this person goes, this person just becomes the center of the speech.
但是他蒙恩得救被主吸引了以后,
after he or she has accepted Christ and was fully being saved, the lips are controlled by our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 当我自己在思想, 圣灵就问我, 你的嘴巴有没有被我管住过呢?
Brothers and sisters, when I meditate on this verse, the Holy Spirit has asked me, have your lips been controlled by our Lord?
在我30岁, 我出来学习侍奉主。
When I was 30 years old, I become a full-time minister. I learned how to serve our Lord.
前面年长的弟兄姊妹 常常告诫我们, 你在弟兄姊妹面前说话的时候, 要约束你的嘴，要管好你的嘴，不要乱讲。
Our elderly and more mature brothers and sisters told me that when you are speaking in front of brothers and sisters, make sure you know what you're saying and control your speech.
不仅不能讲气话，讲厉害的话，也不能随便的发表你自己的看法。
Not only you should not speak in a very harsh manner or you should condemn someone, you should also not share your thoughts randomly.
或者说呢，我们呢也不应该在弟兄姊妹们面前呢，这个展现自己的才华、口才、知识或者学问。
In addition, you should not show off your ability to speak well or your knowledge in front of brothers and sisters.
所以在这些点上面，我那个时候就开始有一点的。
So after I heard that, I start to exercise what I've learned from this elderly brother.
但是这些日子主再问我, 你的嘴唇有没有被我管过呢?
But more recently, our Lord has asked me again, are your lips really controlled by me?
你在家里面对家人说话是不是有恩典呢?
When you speak to your family members, are your speech full of grace?
我想我们都是这样，我们对外人都又温柔又体贴，我们又周到。I
think we're all the same. When we speak to others that's not family members, we're so kind, we're so tender, our speech is full of love.
但是对自己家里最亲爱的人，我们说话都非常直接的。But
when you are speaking to somebody who you love in the family, you're often too direct.
我自己在这些点上一直都没有意识到。I
did not realize that, really, brothers and sisters.
我的儿子马上也要40岁了。My
son will be 40 very soon.
他有一次告诉我，我们见面的时候，我们一起散步、讲话。One
time we went on a walk, we were having a nice conversation.
他说了一句话，叫我心里面想了好久，非常的羞愧。
He said this one thing that just made me so shameful for a while.
他说爸爸,
He said, Daddy.
我最近感觉我对我的妻子说话越来越像你对妈妈说话一样。
Daddy, I feel like the conversation I'm having with my wife is like the conversation you had with mom.
问他你是什么意思啊?
I said, what do you mean?
他说你对妈妈说话都是不耐烦的。
He said, when you speak to mommy, you don't have any patience.
你都是很直接的。
You're very direct.
他说我现在好害怕会像你一样啊。
I'm so afraid that I was going to become like you.
哎呀，我那天听了心里啊，我说主啊，你用我的儿子来光照我。
When I heard that, I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, you use my son to show something to me.
To convict me.
To convict me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的嘴唇只有天天注视基督，让圣灵管我们，它才可能成为一条朱红色的线。
Brothers and sisters, if we really set our eyesight on our Lord, and to see our Lord is, you know, fully in control of our life, we can shut our lips like a thread of.
这一条朱红色的线，它属灵的意义是什么呢？
What is the spiritual meaning behind the thread of scarlet?
我们知道，在圣经里面呢，没有出现一个特别用法的时候，它绝对不是单独的。
In the Bible, there is no singular, item. There's often, two things going on.
对，它总是有对偶的。
They often come in pair.
我们知道在约书亚记第二章里面。
We know in the book of Joshua chapter 2.
那两个探子先进了耶利哥，他们要出城的时候躲在妓女拉合的家里面。
There were two spies that were, when they were leaving the city of Jericho, they had to hide in this prostitute's house.
那么
Rahab.
拉合救了他们。
Rahab saved these two spies.
那么当他们走的时候，拉合求他说：“但愿耶和华灭这个城的时候，耶和华能纪念我。”
Rahab told his two spies, "When the Lord Jehovah is destroying the city of Jericho, may the Lord save me and my family."
这两个探子就告诉他说：“若是我们进耶利哥城的时候，你把你坠我们下城墙的那个朱红色线。”所编成的绳子挂在你的窗外，你就全家蒙保守。
These two spies have told Rahab that if you would hang this thread that was supposed to let us off the wall of Jericho in front of your door, in front of your house will be saved.
那一条朱红色绳线所织成的绳子，它代表什么意义呢？
What does it really mean of this robe that's made out of the rope that's made out of this scarlet thread of scarlet?
在希伯来书十一章告诉我们说，那个叫做拉合的信心，因着信，他就保护了两个探子，他们全家就得救了。
Truly, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it really said this thread of scarlet is really Rahab's faith. Because of Rahab's faith, her whole family is saved.
所以一个属灵生命成长被主欣赏的人，他的嘴唇像一条朱红色的线，说明什么呢？
What does it really mean for a more mature person that's in Christ and our Lord see that their lips are a thread of scarlet?
这个人会说信心的话。
This person can only speak of the speech of faith.
不随便把自己的情绪的话道出来。
Not speak according to their own feeling.
不说诉苦的话。
Not bickering about something.
他有什么苦楚，他在主面前诉说，不在人面前说。
Whatever type of suffering this person is going through, and he or she is not speaking in front of others, but to the Lord only.
你知道我们基督徒跟以色列人很像啊，一碰到难处就发怨言了。
Our Christians nowadays are very similar to the Israelites.Every time we see something difficult, we just complain.
We complain, we murmur.
We complain, we murmur.
你有没有发过怨言呢？特别有服侍的弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都曾经有过这个试探。一碰到苦就埋怨主。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters, have you ever complained about something? The ones who especially who are serving the Lord, and when you see something that's a little bit difficult,You just murmur to yourself. Murmur.
我在年轻的时候跟年长同工一起配搭，有时候我就说：“哎呀，这个环境太麻烦了，太苦了。”我就讲了很多我情绪的话。
And when I was younger, I was serving with lots of elderly brothers and sisters. I often complain in front of them, say, "Oh, this is so difficult. This is so hard." I often speak of my own feeling.
我这样说呢。是盼望这个得着一点安慰和同情。
I hope you guys can share some sympathy with me.
结果那位弟兄有一天啊，他听了我讲了很常常谈这件事情，一直在埋怨。他后来呢，轻轻的说了一句话。
There was this one elderly brother who heard me complain a lot and often, and he speaks something softly to me.
他说呢，你再说，主就照你的话成全了。成全你讲的话。
He said, Brother Boer, if you complain more, the Lord will make your environment really be like that. So
pitiful. 那一天呢, 他这句话呢, 忽然就把我好像唤醒了。
This reminder really waked me up that day.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们神的儿女, 会感谢, 会赞美, 我们嘴唇就开始有朱红色线的那个美丽了。
Brothers and sisters, if we know how to praise our Lord, how to thank our Lord, then our lips will look like a thread of scarlet.
那么我们的言语也就美好，变得合宜了。
Our speech will be more appropriate, will be kind.
像保罗讲的，我们的话语要用言调和，什么意思呢？ 带着恩典。 带着信心建立别人，鼓舞别人。
Paul has reminded us that when we speak, it must be mixed with salt. What does that mean? It really means we need to bring more grace in our when we say something.
弟兄姊妹，这些的得着都是在爱主、为着主的安息，在教会侍奉中最容易操练。Brothers
and sisters, this type of exercise is really when we're serving the Lord, when we're doing something in grace.
那么接下来，他讲你的两太阳在帕子内如同一块石头，石榴，pomegranate，石榴，对不起，不是石头。
The second half of chapter 3 it says, a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples behind thy veil.
我们的头两边呢，中文叫做太阳穴。
Both sides of our heads, we have two temples.
这个太阳穴跟我们整个心思意念有关系。
These two temples are connected to our mind.
在解剖学上面呢, 这两块太阳穴, 这个骨头啊, 叫做颞骨。
I'm not an anatomy major or a biological major.
It's all right.
This temple is behind some bones behind our head.
这个叫做 temple bone 啊。
A temple bone.
Yeah, 这个颞骨啊, 它实际上是跟你的听觉耳朵有关系。
Temple is connected to your sense of hearing, your ear.
我们听进去什么东西, 我们里面的思想就受它的影响。
When something is entered into our head, so to speak, our thought.
弟兄姊妹, 你我有没有这样的经历呢? 好消息我们听不进去啊。 坏消息啊, 别人只在我耳边说一次, 我就记住了。Brothers
and sisters, have you had this experience? You can never remember a good news, but something bad or something terrible happens. One time you remember this.
好消息来的时候, 我们信不来, 坏消息, 不管是对是真是假, 我们立刻就被它影响了。
You don't trust any good news that you hear, but something bad, and whether it's true or false, you truly believe it.
你知道仇敌啊, 是专门在人的心思意念里面射火箭的。
Our enemy truly shoot firing arrows into our mind.
好叫我们呢, 里面被他破坏。
It's really to destroy our inside.
但是这个追求主的女子, 她的两太阳呢, 在她的帕子里面, 她也把它遮盖住的。
But this virgin girl, that both of her temples are behind that, her veil.
如同一块石榴, 这个石榴是剥开来的。
It's like this piece of pomegranate who's been peeled open.
我们都知道呢, 石榴剥开来里面就是红颜色的籽, 每一个籽就代表着生命。
We know that in a pomegranate, when you open it up, there's a lot of seed and pulp, and each pulp represents
life. 追求主的女子，她的心思意念里面充满了基督的生命。So
it really meant that in the temples of this virgin girl, it's just full of the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个追求基督的人，跟随基督的人，他的一个改变，一个成长。This
the Her temple, because it looks like a piece of pomegranate, that's really the change and growth of this person's spiritual life.
她的心思想里面是充满了生命的意念。
Her thought and mind is full of the image of life.
充满了汁浆的是滋润能够供应人的。
It's full of this, sorry, what is it?
Filled with sap that can, yeah.
It's filled with sap that can supply life to the person.
Yeah, 能够 quench people's thirst, 能够 soothe people's mood. 弟兄姊妹们，这是一个基督徒啊生命长进的一个标志。
This is the sign of when your spiritual life is becoming mature.
我们为什么会这样的呢？
How come we can make this change?
因为神的话语充满他的思想。
Because the word of our Lord is filled her thought, her mind.
因为圣灵的膏油膏在他的思想里面。
Because she has been anointed by the ointment of our Lord.
这都是平时我们为着跟随主，为着持守主的见证，在神的家中，好，我们操练得着的。
This is really the type of exercise that we follow our Lord. We hold fast, steady fast to our Lord's testimony.
我们越多在主的话语上面受造就。
The more we have been exercised in the word of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心思意念就越多被更新，能够满了神圣生命的这个意念。
Our thought and our mind can be truly refreshed, and now our life is full of the Lord, life of our Lord.
那么第四节他讲到这个女子的颈项。
Verse 4, it talks about her neck.
在圣经里面呢，讲到颈项，无论是牲畜或者是人，它都是指着那一个生命它的意志力。
When every time doesn't matter talking about a person or an animal, when talking about neck, it's really about a person's will.
像约伯记里面讲的，人生在世啊，如同野驴的驹子。
So in the book of Job, it says, when we live in this life, we're like the descendant of a wild donkey.
Yeah, 这个 man born into this.World, just like a wild donkey. 我们知道野驴的驹子啊是非常倔强的。
We know wild donkey can be very stubborn.
不要说野驴的驹子，就是人驯养的驴啊，它的意志也是非常倔强的。
Let's not even talk about wild donkey. Just like a domestic donkey can be very stubborn.
我们有一位弟兄啊，他去了以色列，去那边看圣经上面的那些事物。
There was the brother in our church who visited Israel, visited the biblical site.
他回来告诉我一件很有趣的事情。
He told me a very interesting story.
他说呢，那个导游在耶路撒冷的时候看到一个驴。站在那里啊，那个导游就说了，介绍一下圣经里面讲到驴的事情。
This tour guide, when they were in this tour in Jerusalem, they saw a donkey. The tour guide talked a little bit about donkeys in the Bible.
他们觉得有什么好说的？他说，原来导游说，你没看到那一只驴啊，对着墙站在那里。
There was what to talk about a donkey? This tour guide said, "Oh, this donkey is facing the wall."
没什么嘛，他就站在那里嘛。
The donkey just standing there facing the wall.
那个导游就说，因为你们昨天没有来这里，昨天他就站在这里，现在还站在这里。
What's so funny about, what's so crazy about this donkey standing in front of the wall?
因为他跟他的主人生气。
This donkey was getting angry with his owner.
他决定
staying the wall.
不听他主人的话，也不吃也不喝，就站对着墙，一天一夜都没动过。
So this donkey decided to be stubborn and to not eat or drink for a whole day and just stand in front of a wall for an entire day.
圣经告诉我们说，我们人生在地上，我们的意志向着神了， 倔强的，就像那个野驴的驹子一样。
He said, "The Bible reminds us, man born to this world, although our mind is, our mind is going to our Lord, but we are,
well,
sorry, I missed that part.
As stubborn as a colt of a donkey." 弟兄姊妹们，我相信我讲这个大家都不陌生。
Brothers, sisters, I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with this matter.
我们有的时候主没有听我们祷告，或者有一些事情临到我们不满意，我们这个牛脾气，不是现在是驴脾气发起来了，那不得了了。
When we are praying to our Lord didn't answer our prayers right away.Then we become very stubborn, become very angry like a donkey.
但是这时候，我们的主看这个追求他的女子，说他的景象。
When our Lord has seen this neck of this virgin girl,
他说呢，好像大卫建造收藏军器的高台。
Her neck is like this tower of David who built for armory.
弟兄姊妹们。大卫的这个高台是坚固的堡垒。
This tower of David, it's a very solid fortress.
是大卫的住处。
It's where David lived.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，另外一面，大卫的这个高台也是他收藏兵器的武库。
Where this tower of David is at,That's where it collects, where David collects weapons.
可见这个景象啊，这个意志是经过神制作过的，被对付过的。
We can see that this well of this virgin girl has been dealt with by our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒，如果我们的意志没有被主制作对付过，我们所有的追求、爱慕、我们的奉献。都不会有什么价值。
Brothers and sisters, if our well has not been dealt by our Lord, any of our consecration, any of our offerings to our Lord is meaningless.
大卫亲自来建造这个高台。
This tower is built by David himself.
如果大卫比作我们的主，他是我们的君王。
If we see David as our king, our Lord,
他在我们身上他要得着绝对的主权。
This our Lord will must have full sovereignty onto us.
弟兄姊妹，这绝对不是口头上说一句话，说主啊，你是我的主就完了。
This is not just verbally claiming, Lord, you're my Lord.
这里面包含了我们的意志力在主的面前被主折断，被主降服过。
It's like our will, our Lord must.Break our will in half. We must surrender our will to our Lord.
这样子，这个意志力才被主建立起来，成为挺直坚固的堡垒。
When this type of will that's being dealt by our, to be made by our Lord, it can become a solid fortress.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹熟不熟悉一首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, do you know this hymn?
那首诗歌的作者他是。他说求主将我捆绑。
This hymn says, put me in bondage, Lord.
我才得着释放。
Because I'm in bondage, I'm free. I'm being released.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你们熟不熟悉。
Brothers, sisters, do you know this hymn?
我自己在大概20岁左右的时候。
When I was in my 20s,
这首诗歌给我非常非常大的帮助。
This hymn helped me a lot.
因为我的个性里面有很多很多我自己看不见的缺陷难处。
In my own personality, I have many of the difficulties and lacking.
该说话的时候我不肯说，不该说话的时候我很勇敢的说，这是我的一个很大的难处。
I have a flaw where I oftentimes I don't know when to speak or when not to speak.
但是那个时候，主开始吸引我。
And when I was 20, the Lord has really drawn me towards him.
我喜欢去参加好的聚会。
I enjoy going to a good service.
在聚会里我实在很蒙恩典，每一件事都吸引我，叫我里面快活，叫我里面心向着天打开来。
I really enjoyed a good service, and every matter that I experienced in church, I really enjoy it. I'm willing to open my heart to heaven.
但是我每次回聚完会回到家，一面喜乐，一面又懊悔。
But when I go home, when I went home every time, on one side I was very happy and joyful, on the other side I was regretful.
喜乐是因为主给我许多的开启和祝福。
I was joyful because the Lord has revealed so much to me and given me so much blessing.
但是懊悔是什么呢？在聚会中，圣灵感动我，要我祷告，要我起来讲一点我的领受，我就是做不到。
But what was I really regretting is really that during the service, the Holy Spirit want me to stand up and speak about my own feelings. I just wouldn't.
所以一次又一次回到家就有这种好像两种极端的感觉。
So over and over again, when I went home, I had this two contradicting feelings.
有一年夏天呢，我又准备去参加特别聚会。
One summer, I decided to go to the special gathering again.
在我预备的时候，我就想到这个矛盾了，我就跟主说：“我怎么办呢？”
When I was preparing myself, I remember my conflict. I asked the Lord, "What to do?"
主就把这首诗歌给我，我就在主面前当作我的祷告，求主把我捆绑，我才得着自由。
So the Lord give me this hymn. So I prayed. I used this hymn to pray in front of the Lord. Lord, please tie me up and put me in bondage so I can be released.
你知道，我现在回想起来，当我这样唱的时候，主就开始在我意志上面做工。
Now I recall when I sing this hymn, the Lord has started to work my will.
我记得那一次我去聚会回来，我再没有后悔的感觉，我非常的喜乐。因为我在聚会中轻轻一开口，圣灵呢就大大的浇灌，哎呦，这个真是奇妙啊！
Because during that service, every time I spoke a little bit, I just felt the Holy Spirit has been pouring down and filled me. It just felt so marvelous.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的意志在主面前降服的一个学习。
When you open your mouth and pray in front of every brother or sister, that is the sign of your well being surrendered to our Lord.
所以有很多有老练的弟兄姊妹告诉我们，一个向主耶稣、向圣灵、向父神降服的意志，才是最有用的意志。
More mature brothers and sisters have told us that the well that's been truly surrendered to our Lord is the one that's useful to our Lord.
完全向基督降服的意志，才能够完全的享受基督里的自由。
The world that's truly surrendered to our Lord that can really truly enjoy the freedom that's in the Christ.
我们能够享受在基督里的释放。
So we can enjoy the release that's in the Lord.
这样子不知不觉啊，这个意志就成为一个高台啊，能够储藏兵器的。
Then from time to time, from over and over again, our well will become this tower that can store a weapon.
这里面放什么兵器呢？
What type of weapon is this?
他说其上悬挂了1000个盾牌。
It's 1000 bucklers hanging there.
都是勇士的藤牌。
All shields of mighty men.
我们的1000个盾牌呢，用今天的这个美军的编制来讲啊，大概是一个团呢、啊
yeah. ，1000 buckler is like a battalion.
A battalion 是一个营呢、啊。
Oh,
一个连是一个 company， 啊，一个团呢，啊，应该是差不多是一个 brigade。一个 brigade， 啊，这是相当多的这个，啊，这个兵器。
This is for 1000 buckler. That's a lot of weapons.
弟兄姊妹们， 这一千个兵器都不是去攻击用的，它只是盾牌而已。
This thousand shields here is not to attack, but really to defend.
它成为这个人的保护，也成为他服侍中弟兄姊妹的保护。
This weapons become the protection for the brothers and sisters who are in service and to protect other brothers and sisters.
这个盾牌是怎么得来的呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we receive such shield?
在侍奉，在生活中，碰见我的意识和主的意识有冲突的时候，我愿意服下来。
How do you receive the shield when you're in life? Your will is in conflict with our Lord's will. You're willing to give up your Lord, your will. You will receive the shield.
一千个盾牌告诉我们说，他服过一千次。
A thousand shield means this person.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有做过属灵的笔日记啊？主啊，这件事我跟你争执过，现在我服下来。
Brothers and sisters, have you made any journals? You write down that. Lord, I have been in conflict with you about this matter, but I surrender.
不要认为顺服很容易啊。
Do not think obeying is very easy.
弟兄姊妹，有过经历的人就知道，像主耶稣在客西马尼园，他因着苦难，他才学，他就学了顺服。
Don't think as being obedient is very easy. Our Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, because of suffering, our Lord learned obedience.
因着他那一次的顺服，就成为我们永远得救的根源，那就是盾牌。
Because this one obedience that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us, we receive this eternal life. It becomes our shield.
我自己啊，碰过一些事情，我好几个月，我常常啊要逃到没有人的地方去，大声的跟主说：“主啊，我没办法，过不去啊。”除非你来帮助我。
Brothers and sisters, I have encountered certain matters. It was just so difficult. I have to go somewhere that there's nobody there and just pray loudly and say, Lord, you must help me, you must help me.
我跟主说，主啊，我知道我该放下。
I said to the Lord, I know I need to give that up.
I know I need to let go.
I know I need to let go.
而且呢，我也愿意 let go.
I'm willing to let go.
但是我的心就是没有办法 let go.
But my heart is not letting me go.
弟兄姊妹，何淑恩姊妹有一首诗歌。
Brother, sister, Sister Margaret Barber has this hymn.
她说，主啊，求你不要放手。
He said, Lord, do not let me go.
迟早我会顺服。
Sooner or later, I'll obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正学过降服功课的人。
Brother, sister, this is...A sign of a person who really learned.
你想要与主联合吗？
Would you like to unite with our Lord?
你想要活出基督吗？
Would you like to live in our Lord?
你想要在生命上与主匹配吗？
Would you like to work together with our Lord in life?
我们必须一步一步的学这个功课，这绝不是一个情绪上面的。哦，我喜乐，我闭上眼睛啊，又摇手又摇头的，我们就降服了，绝对不是这样的。
Being obedient is not coming out of emotion. It's not you close your eyes, being joyful, you wave your hand, you wave your head.
你就看见今天很多人的追求啊，完全是魂里面的活动，根本没有摸到生命。
We see that a lot of times the pursuit that a lot of Christians are doing is really because of doing the soul life. They have not touched the life.
若是我们有过真正向主意志降服，慢慢我们的意志在主面前就有用了。
Slowly we learn how to give our will to our Lord. Our will can be used by our Lord.
我们去读保罗他的书信，特别是哥林多后书。
When we read the letters of Paul, especially the Second Corinthians,
保罗被弟兄姊妹批评论断。
Paul is criticized and judged by other brothers and sisters.
说他一下说来，一下就说不来，似而又非的。
So you're coming, you're not coming. You're very indecisive.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹们，这不是保罗是一个模棱两可的人，他在主面前是一个柔软，要跟随圣灵的人。
Brothers and sisters, Paul is not an indecisive person. It's really that Paul is soft in front of the Lord and being obedient.
他随时接受圣灵的及时的修正和引导。
Yeah, it's really Paul. is willing to receive the correction from the Holy Spirit at any moment.
若是我们能够有这样的操练呢，我们的意志里面挂的是勇士的铜牌。
If we have this type of exercise, then we will have this eternal shield that's hanging onto us.
这个 all shields of mighty men. 对不起，这个勇士不是 eternal.
Oh, sorry. It's the shields of all. If we have this type of exercise, we will have the shield of mighty men.
这个是教会里面有属灵勇气的人，因为他们的意志是柔软的。
This is like the brothers and sisters who are in church who are brave because their will is soft and tender.
这个在英文里面有一个字，这个意志的柔软哈，变成 pliable。主要怎么弯它，它就怎么动。
When your will can be pliable, the Lord wants you to move certain way, your will become certain way.
弟兄姊妹，世界上的勇士是意志刚硬的，像铁一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the worldly mighty men have this very strong will, like a solid steel.
在属灵上正好相反。
But in our spiritual life, it's really the opposite.
那么第五节讲到你的两乳好像百合花中吃草的一对小鹿。
Verse 5, thy two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the lilies.
这个两乳啊，讲到人的胸前面啊，它是对称的。这是在属灵上面的意义，是讲到基督徒的信心和爱心。
So when talking about the breasts, it's in front of the person really meant as being symmetrical, one being the faith of a Christian, the other being the love of Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在基督里成长，最容易、最明显的一个标志，就是这个人在基督里的信心和爱心是不是显明出来。
Brothers and sisters, when we are living a Christian life,a very obvious sign when we become mature in Christ is whether we are showing the signs of love and faith in Christ.
你知道使徒保罗在为着教会的实行在神面前祷告的时候。
When the Apostle Paul is praying the work of the church in front of our Lord, he said,
在以弗所书第三章第十七节里面。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
他说呢，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Verse 17 says, that Christ may dwell through faith in your hearts, be rooted and founded in love.
当我们的信心在基督里面长大的时候
When our faith is growing and becoming mature in Christ,
那么基督啊，就从我们的灵里面出来，进到我们的心，换句话说，来到我们的魂的里面呢，就住下来。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will, when we become mature, our Lord Jesus Christ will come out of our spirit and enter into our heart and dwell in our soul life.
所以这个基督徒啊，他的思想就像基督的思想，他的情感也像基督的情感，他的意志也像基督的意志。
When you are mature like that, this type of Christians will have the will of the Lord, will have the emotions of the Lord, and love of the Lord.
在他身上呢，基督的同在和他住在主里面的那个经历啊，就不再是一个凭感觉了，而是非常的实际。非常的实在，而且非常的有人情味。
When you're mature like that, the presence of the Lord is no longer as a cessation, is real. You can touch it, you can feel it.
那么 Go ahead.
I actually missed the last part.
Yeah, that Christ abide in our heart, in our soul. 那么接下来他说呢。他说呢，因着这样呢，我们的爱心呢，在基督的里面就会有根有基。
Because the Lord has dwelled in us, our love it's
rooted and grounded.
Be rooted and founded in love.
Yeah, yeah. 那么这个爱心呢，有根有基的表现，就是我们能够和其他的弟兄姊妹在爱中联络，并且连结。
When the really the sign of this of our love being rooted and founded in love is we can unite and we can work together with other brothers and sisters.
好像哥罗西书第二章第二节里面说的。
It's like the book of Colossians chapter 2, verses 2.
Yeah, 他说呢，要叫他们的心得安慰，因为爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中。有充足的信心，使他们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督。
The verse 2 says, "To the end of their hearts may be encouraged, be united together in love, and undo all riches of full assurance of understanding to the full knowledge of mystery of God."
好，弟兄姊妹们，在这一边呢，哥罗西书里面，保罗先讲爱心。
In the book of Colossians, Paul talked about love first.
因着我们在基督里爱的成长啊，我们就和弟兄姊妹彼此联络，互相联络。
Because this type of growth in love that's in Christ, we can unite and we can unite with other brothers and sisters.
你知道在教会的生活里面
In the church life, brothers and sisters.
没有事情的时候，弟兄姊妹都非常可爱，相亲相爱。
When there's nothing going on, we all love each other.
一碰见事情来的时候
When we face a difficulty,
你就发现了那可爱的弟兄姊妹呢变成了讨厌的又可爱的弟兄姊妹。
The lovely brothers and sisters become this annoying but lovely brothers and sisters.
所以我年轻的时候听一个弟兄讲，他说我们在聚会中学爱心啊，你看见那个弟兄，你可以跟他讲说，亲爱的讨厌弟兄。
I've heard from a, when I was young, I heard from an elderly brother said, when you are learning the lessons of being loving someone, somebody you don't like, you say, oh, my dear annoying brother.
或者说呢这个不可爱的亲爱弟兄。
The not lovely, lovely brothers.
你知道很多神的儿女们没有这个爱心。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of the Christians who don't really have this love.
所以他们就一个聚会跑，又一个聚会跑，又一个聚会跑，没有一个家。
So they're doing something called the church shopping, where they get hop from one church to another. They don't have a home, spiritual home.
弟兄姊妹们，那就告诉我们说，这个基督徒的属灵生命成长的不平衡、不健全。
When you don't have a spiritual home, that means your Christian life is not balanced, it's not complete.
特别这样跑的人是什么呢？是追求灵恩，追求信心，什么都我相信，什么都主能。这样的人，常常爱心是很短的。
The person who goes from church to church is pursuing this type of sensation, pursuing emotion, and their love is often short.
过两天他又换一个聚会了。
2 weeks later, they go to another church.
但是这一个追求主的女子不是这样。
But this virgin girl who loves the Lord does not do the same.
主说你的两乳好像百合花中吃草的一对小鹿。
The Lord said, thy two breasts are like two fawns, a twin of gazelle.
Twins of a gazelle, 它是母鹿双生的。
It's twins coming out of a female gazelle.
我们看见双生的长得一样高，长得一模一样，好像是对称的。
Twins are often symmetrical. They're the same height, the same weight, same width.
基督徒啊，属灵生命成长不能走极端，不能走偏锋，它是一个对称的，是一个平衡的。
Christian life cannot go to one extreme or the other extreme. It cannot go through sideways. It must be balanced. It must be symmetrical.
这个爱心和信心是怎么长大的呢？
How can we grow our love and faith?
它是在百合花中吃草的。
It's to feed on the lily.
我们在第二章里面讲看见了，他说这个女子说啊，他说我是沙伦的玫瑰花，我是谷中的百合花。
In chapter 2, we see the virgin girl said, I am the rose of Sharon, I'm the lily of the valley.
换句话说呢，这个信心和爱心呢，是在那些心纯净向着主追求的弟兄姊妹中间一同得喂养而长大的。
So the love and faith is being fed among brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord is all grown among brothers and sisters.
所以保罗在他的书信交通里面，他告诉提摩太说：“你要纪念在你里面有那无畏的信心。”
Paul has reminded Timothy in his letters that you must remember this brave faith that you had.
This unfeigned faith in you, which was in your grandma and in your mother. 在提摩太后书第二章第一节。不，提摩太后书啊，第一章第五节里面的话。
This is mentioned in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 5, calling to the mind of unfriend faith, which is in the, which dealt first in thy grandma, Louis, and then your mother.
可见呢，今天在很多神儿女们中间讲的信心啊，可能不是真的信心，所以保罗才会说到有无畏的信心。
So perhaps the faith that we were talking about today is not real. That's why Paul has said it is unfeigned faith.
这个无畏的信心就不是表演的，不是为了别人看见的，是我向着主的。
This type of faith is not a type of act. It's not a type of show off. It's really towards our Lord.
那保罗也讲到那个无私的爱，纯净的爱。
Paul also talked about a selfless love, a pure love.
像哥林多前书第十三章里面讲到，他说爱是恒久忍耐。
Like what Paul said in First Corinthians chapter 13, love has long patience.
他到最后讲到爱是永不止息。
At the end, Paul said, love is everlasting.
Never fail.
Never fail.
弟兄姊妹们，而不是那种这个焚烧己身的。这个 那种的爱 那种魂里面的爱 不是的。
The love that Paul is talking about is not the soul love that you sort of burn yourself up.
我们看见了这样子，如果我们找对了这个聚会的地方是神所喜悦的，我们能够在那些纯净的像百合花的一样心智的弟兄姊妹们中间，我们得着主的供应和喂养。
Brothers and sisters, when you find a gathering that our Lord is pleased with, your faith and your love will grow among other brothers and sisters who is as pure as a valley of lily.
我们也要求主让我们的服事和聚会啊，能够为弟兄姊妹提供这样的环境。
At the same time, brothers and sisters, we must pray for our own gathering that we must please the Lord and to also give other brothers and sisters this environment that their life, love can grow.
好，我们快快总结一下哈，这第四章第一节到第五节，一共讲了这个追求主的女子生命中的七方面。
There's seven aspects in the first chapter four.Verse 1 through 5.
这个讲到他属灵生命的心窍得习练得着通达。
It talks about the spiritual, the heart of the spiritual life, being exercised.
这些呢是主立刻就觉察到，而且主非常的欣赏，而且称赞。
This seven aspects is immediately being noticed by our Lord, really enjoyed and appreciated by our Lord.
是在主的眼中看，这个叫做美丽。
In our Lord's eyesight, He calls it beauty.
但愿我们也有这样属灵的眼光，看自己，看弟兄姊妹。
We hope we will have the spiritual eyesight when we see ourselves and see other brothers and sisters.
那么来到第六节，这好像是这个追求主的女子啊，她里面的一个心声，一个心愿。
This verse 6 is like this virgin girl, her own inside voice speaking to her.
主这样称赞她的美丽，欣赏她生命里面的成长。
When the Lord praised her and appreciated her growth in the Lord.
没有叫她高兴的啊，就飘起来了。我们中国人讲的飘飘欲仙呢，高兴得不得了。你看，主都称赞我了，好，我比你们了不起。
Not, she did not glow so much because she received appreciation and praise from the Lord.
She was not puffed up. She still kept her feet on the ground. 弟兄姊妹，是不是？今天我们人呢，被别人一称赞，就忘记自己是谁了，了不起啊！
Brothers and sisters, you often forget who you are when you receive a little bit of a praise.
你看这个女子啊，她不是这样，她真的学了功课的。
This virgin girl is not like that. She has truly learned something from our Lord.
她反而安静的，好像从心里面跟主说：“我还要往莫要山去，我要到鲁香冈去，只等到黑夜过去，天起凉风，日影飞来的时候。”
Opposite of puffing up, she was being quiet and she said to the Lord, and until the day dawn, the shadow will flee away, I'll get me to the mountains of myrrh and to the hills of frankincense.
换句话说，这个女子并不因为她属灵的成长，她就自满，她反而更深的爱慕，更深觉得自己没有。
This virgin girl did not become self-satisfied when she because of her own spiritual growth. Instead, I mean, she has even a deeper love for our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有碰过一些成熟的基督徒？我们觉得他们非常的丰满，但是他们在人面前，在神面前，是非常自然的说：“我什么都不是，我什么都没有。”
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered any mature Christians? Although in our eyes they're very faithful and they're very mature, but naturally when they speak, they say, "Lord, I'm nothing. I'm not complete."
很可惜哈，今天在那些热闹的，特别是追求要主的，特别讲说我们是渴慕主的教会的，没有这种现象。
It is so shameful that in some of the gatherings, some very crowded gatherings, they say, "We want our Lord." We couldn't see brothers and sisters.
他们还是觉得我们要多而又多，再大一点，再好一点。弟兄姊妹，可见他们没有读懂，没有进入这个内室，没有进入主的丰富里。
Among the very crowded gatherings, they said, "We need to be more fruitful, be more multiplied. We need to have a bigger gathering." However, they have not truly touched the truth of our life. They have not entered the inner room, inner chamber with our Lord.
一个真正能够接受主称赞的人。主称赞完以后，他跟主说：“主，我要更多的往莫要山去。”
The one who can really receive praises from our Lord, when they hear any praises from the Lord, he said, "No, no, Lord, I need to go to the Mount of Myrrh."
好像保罗讲的，使我在死的形状上与他联合。
This is what like Paul said, to unite me with Christ on the form of death.
弟兄姊妹们，让我被磨成他死的样子。
Brothers and sisters, let me to be shaped, to be formed in the form of his death.
换句话说，他更渴慕进入基督十字架的死的经历。
In other words, it's like saying this person is willing to enter into the cross of the Lord.
感谢主，不仅是莫要山。
Praise the Lord not only for the mountains of myrrh,
他还要到鲁香冈去,
but also the hills of frankincense.
那讲到基督复活生命的香气。
Frankincense represents the fragrance, the perfume of the resurrection of our Lord.
这句话什么意思呢？讲到这一个追求主的基督徒啊，他里面对于主自己有更深的爱慕。
This verse really talks about the virgin girl has a deeper love towards our Lord.
而这一个爱慕呢，是她盼望她在夜间，她跟主单独之间 隐藏在主里面的一个学习和生活。
This love and desire really shows up at the nighttime when she is alone with the Lord. She won't experience that.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有数这是第几个夜了
？Brothers, sisters, which night is it?
这个夜不是八个钟头睡个觉哈，可能是我们人生中一段年日的学习和经历。
This night we're talking about here is not just 8 hours when we go to sleep. It could be days or it could be years of our spiritual exercise.
我盼望弟兄姊妹你能领会，而且能够解开我们的经历。
I hope you would understand, you would apply that to your own experience.
然后我们看见第七节哈，这个良人又来说话了。
We see in verse 7, this, our Lord is speaking again.
他说我的良，我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
Verse 7, the Lord said, Thou art all fair, my love, and there is no spot in thee.
主好像再总结一下他前面的那个欣赏和称赞。
This verse is like our Lord writing another summary of what he has been saying.
第七节啊，可能就告一个段落。从这之后啊，这个良人对这个女子的称呼就改变。
Maybe verse 7 is like a separation point. After verse 7, when the Lord is speaking to the virgin girl, the name is different.
在这之前呢，都称作我的佳偶，我心所爱的 ，my love.
But before that is my love.
主对他的一个最后的评语说呢，你全然美丽。
At the last time, the Lord uses the word my love. Evaluation is thou art fair.
在你的里面呢，找不到一个斑点，一个瑕疵。
And there is no spot in thee.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人活在地上小朋友刚刚出生的婴孩呢，皮肤是没有斑点的。
Brothers, sisters, the newborn baby has no spots in their skin whatsoever.
又细又嫩又亮。
Very tender, very shiny.
但是人老了以后。
When we age.
我们是皮肤上就开始有各式各样的斑点。
We have all sorts of speckles and spots on it.
斑点是怎么来的呢？
How does spot and speckles form on our skin?
我年轻的听年长弟兄姊妹说，你看我手上这个点，这个叫老人斑呐。
There's an elderly brother told me one time that look at my this speckle I have. This is called old people speckle.
每年数一数多了多少个。
I count how many more I get each year.
等到我们长大一点呢，知道一点这个斑是怎么来的，是因为你的内里面的生命器官呢出了一些的问题，老化了。
The speckles on your skin really reveals what type of problem you have within your internal organ.
所以后来呢，有些年长的弟兄姊妹告诉我，这个老人斑叫做肝斑，叫做 liver spot.
A liver spot. The spot that's on your skin, it means it's a liver spot.
因为你的肝呢，那个过滤的功能慢慢退化失去了，结果那些 pigment 那些色素呢，就跑到你的皮肤上面了。
When your liver is functioning in is no longer functioning correctly, the spot that was supposed to be filtered by your liver now shows up in your skin.
Yeah, 我们知道肝是一个过滤器，是一个 filter.
We know liver is your filter.
当它不能够再把那些毒排掉的时候，它就留在我们皮肤上面。
When our liver can no longer work correctly, the toxin was supposed to get out, is going to stay with us on our skin.
但是主哈，我们刚刚看见前面的七个点，主是讲到他外面的一些情形。
The seven perspective the Lord has said is her outside.
第七节呢，因着他第六节的那个心愿哈，主就把他里面指出来，说你里面呢是干净的，所以你的外面没有斑点。
Because of verse 6, the virgin girl wants to go to the mountain of myrrh and the house of frankincense. Our Lord has said, because of what's on the inside of you, your outside is pure, there's no spot.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上做工，绝不是要我们在外面去模仿别人。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord is working with us on us, the Lord does not want us to copy anybody.
圣灵在我们里面让我们生命成长的工作是由里面到外面。
When the Spirit, Holy Spirit wants us to grow, it's really from the outside to the inside. Inside to the outside grow.
很多人的追求啊，是想要从外面进到我的里面。
Some other brothers and sisters who want to pursue our Lord is want from the outside to the inside.
请原谅我这样讲，很多追求圣灵的人都走错路了。
Forgive what I was about to say. Some of the brothers and sisters who pursue the Holy Spirit is on the wrong path.
我们以为聚会弹那个音乐哦，别人就会敬畏主，不是的，绝对不是的。
You think you play some music, then the person will fear the Lord. No, that's not like that.
我不是说聚会里面不该有音乐。
I'm not saying you should play without worship.
我聚过那样的会，弟兄姊妹里面是干净的时候，有人被圣灵感动，他弹出来那是天上的音乐，但是你不能模仿的。
I went to gatherings like that before. When a brother or sister is being moved, when they play the music, that's the music from heaven. But you can't really copy that.
不能去人工制造的。
You cannot man-made such music.
神从来不接受人造的东西的。
Our Lord does not take any man-made offering.
所以这一个女子到这里啊，主说出了一个非常重要的原则：你全然美丽，你毫无斑点，毫无瑕疵。
Our Lord has this principle set here: is Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做走里面的道路，这个叫做内室生活所出来的结果，这个叫做生命的道路。
This there's no spot on thee is really the result of living in the inner chamber life. Is to walk with the Lord. Is to have the spiritual access on your inside.
你知道我们年轻的时候，大家都在谈你认不认识内在的生活，里面的道路。
When I was younger.We were often talk about, you know, this life that's inside, and the path that's inside, that's on the inside.
出镜我这样讲，这个叫做 the life in the closet, the inner way, and the way of life.
Okay.
我们看见在雅各书里面，主用这个童女追求主来向我们说明他的内容。
Apologies. It really, Brother Bohr tried to say, is the life in the closet and the inner way of life. In the Song of Songs, the Lord tried to speak to us through this life of the virgin girl.
当主这样子称赞这个女子之后啊，那么第八节，主对她的称呼就完全不一样了。
After our Lord has praised this virgin girl in such way that there's no spot on thee.The titles has changed.
主再邀请他，他说：“我的心腹，求你来，求你与我一同离开利巴嫩，与我一同离开利巴嫩，从亚玛拿顶，从示尼尔与黑门顶，从有狮子的洞，从有豹子的山往下观看。”
This entire verse 8 is come with me from Lebanon, my spouse.With me from Lebanon, come look from the top of Ammonah, from the top of Sinner and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopard.
主换了一个称呼，称他做我的佳偶。
Our Lord changed another name for her.
对不起，我的心腹，我的心腹。
Our Lord changed the name for her. It went from my love to my spouse.
这个中文翻成心腹啊，刚才我们弟兄在英文里面就是 my spouse， 就是我的匹配，我的配偶。
This spouse here is really just the one who is my match, my pair, almost my pair.
Yeah. 这个就进入婚姻的关系了。
This is enter into the relationship of marriage.
在属灵上面讲，就是我们里面的生命性情，我们的心思意念喜好都与基督相称。
In the perspective of our spiritual life, this means our will, what we like, what we don't like, is now fully united with our Lord Christ.
这时候主对他有一个新的呼召。
Now our Lord has another call, a new call for her.
在这个呼召的里面呢，也说出这个追求主的女子，她属灵达到了什么程度，什么光景。
We can see from this call, we can see that at what level the spiritual life of this virgin girl is at.
主说呢，求你与我一同离开黎巴嫩。
Our Lord said, you know, come with me from Lebanon.
我们在以色列的地理的地形啊，它是北边很高的，因为有黎巴嫩的山脉，那是像黑门山呢，终年它的山顶都是白的，都积雪。
We know from the geographical point of Israel, in the northern part, there's mountain. That's the mountain of Hermon, where it's very tall, has snow year-round.
那一个地区的叫做黎巴嫩，上面长了很多高大的香柏木，非常。
In that area, that's Lebanon, and there's the very tall cedar tree.
那么主在这里说呢，你跟我一同从黎巴嫩。下来。
The Lord has said, my spouse, come with me from Lebanon. Let's get out of Lebanon.
可见呢，第四章第一节到第七节呢，这女子在属灵生命上已经达到了一个登高相当高的地位和境界。
We can see that from verse 8, we can tell that spiritually, the virgin girl is sort of at a pinnacle, at a very high point of her spiritual life.
主在这里在邀请，在呼召这个追求他的女子做他的同伴。
Our Lord is calling this virgin girl who goes after him to be his spouse.
他说：“与我一同从黎巴嫩、从亚玛拿顶、从示尼尔和黑门顶的下来。”
With me from Lebanon, come look from the top of Ammonon, from the top of Sinir and Hermon, from the line.
这几个山呢，都是北边黎巴嫩黑门山脉的几个山峰。
This mountains mentioned here are all some of the peaks that's in the mountain Hermon.
主告诉这个女子，你现在已经在这个山顶上。
Really, the Lord has said, Virgin Girl, you are now at the top of the mountain.
那么在这山顶上面有些什么情况呢？
What's going on the top of the mountain?
他说就是从有狮子的洞，从有豹子的山。
It's from the lion's den and from the mountain of leopard.
弟兄姊妹们，这个狮子和豹子到底是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of lions and leopards?
有人这样告诉我们说你越登峰向上，到了一个属天的境界，你会遇见仇敌的。
Some people have said the higher you climb on the spiritual mountain, the higher you go, the more likely you're going to face the enemy.
因为呢，今天撒旦呢，他是空中执政掌权者的首领。
Because Satan is the head of the authorities that's controlling
所以我们以前的追求呢，还在我们人的层面。现在你进到灵的这个层面的时候，你就遇见了仇敌，像狮子、像豹一样。
When we're on earth, we're in the human being perspective, but when we enter into heaven, we're going to face the enemy, who's like the lions and.
我们知道在但以理书里面讲到那四大帝国哈，有狮子，有熊，有豹。
In the book of Daniel, I talked about this four empire. There's lion, there's bear, there's leopard.
在以弗所书里面，保罗也给我们看见，教会是属天的。当教会真进入天的境界，你就遇见属灵的征战。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul said, "Church really belongs to heaven, and when the church enters into heaven, we're going to have the spiritual warfare."
但是另外一面呢？
But on the other side,
你如果达到这属灵的高处的时候，我们对事情的看法就不一样。
When you really have entered into the spiritual realm, or this heavenly realm, our perspective has changed.
我们呢，就能够从神的眼光来看事情。
We can now see things from the perspective of our Lord, God.
我们在看地上的环境事物的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们就不像世上的人一样。
If we enter into this, this heavenly realm, when we see things on earth, it's no longer the same as when we are.
在欧洲的弟兄姊妹们有一个很有趣的一个意思，一个很美的一个 story.
There is the story that's happened in, among brothers and sisters in Europe.
有一次呢，史柏克弟兄啊，可能是应该是史柏克弟兄，他去看望比他年长的F.B. Meyer 弟兄。
Brother C. Austin Spark, Brother C. Austin Spark, go visit Brother F.B. Meyer.
他到了他家的客厅啊 ，F.B. Meyer 有事情，在书房里面还没有出来。
When Brother Spark arrived, Brother Meyer is a little busy, so he did not come out.
那么史柏克弟兄就在他的客厅呢，周围看他挂了些什么东西。
So Brother Spark decided to enjoy the living room of Brother Meyer.
结果呢，看见他墙上挂了一个小小的 flag， 上面写 "Look down"。
Then Brother Spark noticed there's this plaque that says "Look down" on the wall.
他看了半天呢，就觉得我们基督徒应该是 look up， 不应该是 look down， 对不对
？So Brother Spark contemplated, said, "Well, we're Christians should look up into heaven, not look down."
所以他带着一肚子的疑问，等到这个梅尔弟兄啊从里面出来了，他就直接问他。
So he held out his curiosity until Brother Meyer came out and just asked him.
他说，为什么 why look down？ 为什么不 look up？ 我们应该是心向宝座啊，要向上看呐、啊。
He said, "Brother, we Christians should have our hearts towards the throne. We should look up. Why look down?"
那梅尔弟兄就笑笑，他说，那要取决于你站在什么位置。
Brother Meyer said, "Well, it really depends on where you are."
如果你站在地上，你当然应该往上看。
If you're on earth, you should look up.
如果你站在宝座前，你要什么？你要往下看。
But if you're in front of the throne, you should look down.
弟兄姊妹，这是主对这个女子的一个评价。你现在已经在属灵的高峰，你现在可以往下看。
Brothers and sisters, verse 8 is really an evaluation of our Lord to this virgin girl. You're at the pinnacle, you're at top, so you should look down.
那么你看地下所有的纷乱，所有的叹息，所有的苦难，原因在哪里呢？是在属灵的警戒里面，这狮子和豹子带来的。
You have noticed, when you're on top, you notice this deep moans and suffering that's on earth. Why? What's the root cause of it? It's because of the lion and the leopard.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt this way?
你有没有觉得向人传福音，不是这个人他很刚硬不肯信，而是后面有一个灵抓住他，不让他放回到神的家中。
When you are preaching the gospel to certain brothers, certain gospel friends, it's not that this person does not want to believe. It's just something is holding him or her back, and in the family.
我们属灵生命往前进的时候，你就发现，在灵里面你征战得胜了。那个人就得释放了。
Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual life, when we have won the spiritual warfare, the spiritual battle, this person has been freed.
那个征战是在高处的，是在属灵界的。
This warfare is in above, it's in the spiritual realm.
你看见在这里这个带领这个女子的主邀请她进入这属天警戒。而且看见前面的前景。
In verse 8, we can see that our Lord, who is leading the virgin girl to enter into the heavenly realm and it's to reveal the future to her.
在属灵的征战上面,
in the spiritual warfare,
跟在属地的征战是一个原则。
It has the same principle as this earthly warfare.
谁能站在制高点上面, 谁就能够打胜仗。
Whoever can capture the pinnacle, that would just win the battle.
The vantage point.
Oh, vantage point.
你能够站在那个制高点, 你就能够制胜仇敌。
When you can capture the vantage point, you can overcome the enemy.
但是我们看见前面主对这个女子的描述啊，这个女子是一再的降卑，一再的降服，好像到了最低点，反而在属灵上她是高升的。
If you look at this virgin girl is being so humble to herself to such a low point, her spiritual life is so high.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是和我们世界的观念完全相反呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this the opposite of our worldly view?
所以主说呢，你们要做众人的，如果你要带领别人呢，你就要做众人的仆人。你们最大的要做众人的仆人。
If you want, the Bible has taught us that if you want to lead, be the teacher, you have to be the servant, the lowest servant of people.
If, 如果我们要 be the great among brethren, we must be the servant to everyone. 弟兄姊妹们，这是属灵的原则。
This is the principle of spiritual spirit.
但是很可惜，今天很多神儿女们的追求啊。不认识这属灵的原则，反而走了世俗的道路，所以把所有追求都代表错了。
Brothers and sisters, what a pity! A lot of the brothers and sisters who are pursuing our Lord do not understand this principle of the Spirit. Instead, they put in this worldly view and they have pursued the wrong thing.
好，我想我今天晚上呢，我就交通到第八节。
I'm going to stop at verse 8.
第九节开始了到结束十五节，我们看见这个女子的爱情成为主的满足和享受。
And from verse 9 all the way to verse 16, we see that love of the virgin girl has become the satisfaction of our Lord.
所以不仅主成为我们的满足和享受。我们也成为主的满足和享受，那个才是真正的相爱的生活。
Not only we can enjoy and be satisfied within our Lord, our Lord can really enjoy and be satisfied among our Lord.
我的时间到了，好，谢谢弟兄姊妹，谢谢初俊，我今天就交通这么多，我们好不好有一些的祷告。
My fellowship here tonight, let's have a word of prayer, brothers and sisters.
达到与你联合的道路。主啊，我们实在为此献上满心的感谢和赞美。愿你那救赎的大爱深深地吸引我们，感动我们，在我们里面成为推动的力量，成为扶持的力量，叫我们能够紧紧地跟随你。主啊，当我们走到每一个生命的转折，每一个站口的时候，亲爱的主耶稣，求你用你的话语的光指引我们前面的道路，让我们更多看见你自己的形象，好叫我们能够紧紧地跟随你，答应你的呼召。主啊，无论是要穿山越岭，无论是要到旷野去，主啊，或者要从利巴嫩山往下观看，亲爱的主，愿我们都与你同行。当我们在地上，主啊，你作为我们的满足和供应，愿那些追求你的儿女们的爱情也成为你的满足享受，成为你心所喜悦的。我们为着今天晚上的聚会，我们献上满心的赞美和感谢。愿你祝福你的话语，祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们都成为一般 快跑跟随你的童女，主啊，能够在生命上长大成熟，让你在地上的教会有预备好的光景，催促迎接你的回来。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
弟兄姐妹们，
所以后面可能大家要，我们要好好的思想，好好祷告，好不好？这是我的一个建议哈。好，不，我们不是来听故事，也不是来听说书的，我们是一同寻求啊，进入与主的交通，叫我们生命被改变，长大成熟。所以。这是我的一个建议。今天晚上的交通，弟兄姊妹有没有什么分享或者补充或者回应哈？
啊，伯弟兄，我没有什么分享。我是那个第六节的后面两句我没有听到，你就是没有听懂，到底是你有没有讲到还是什么？为什么是等到那个时候，它有什么样的意义？就是，
他是讲到这个天起凉风，日影飞去啊，是指的说早上天要亮的时候就有风起来，那个日影其实是夜影，夜间的那个阴影啊，它要消逝的时候，就是等到天亮啊。所以他这一段的经历啊，他是要在他自己夜间单独跟主之间的学习，凡是实价功课都不是拿出来到人面前去显扬自己的，而是个人在暗中在主面前的学习。我们在教会生活里面看见有一些弟兄姊妹明白了这个，他出来就换了一个人似的。有些事情啊，刺激临到的时候，以往我们都可以预期他会怎么反应，结果这一次他完全不是那个样子，而且是非常自然的，可见他里面处在他里面不一样。
所以就是说实际上是第六节第七节，就是第六节你就是第七节是一个过程，一下子就是然后达到第七节那样一个境界，这因为是第六节的那些
对
自己的那些工作是吧？
是是的，是的，
嗯，好，
第一节到第七节算是一个段落哈，这个主对这个佳偶的一个评估，一个称赞，第七节呢是他的总结，就看主看见他里面已经被洁净，他所以外面没有，中文翻成毫无瑕疵哈，在英文里面。希伯来文里面是说没有斑点，就是它里面已经都健康正常了。我们今天很多时候啊，基督徒生命属灵生命的成长，在哥林多后书第四章保罗讲的最清楚，他说我们外面的人随着年日和环境，一天毁坏一天，一天老旧一天，但是我里面的人因着基督哈，就一天新是一天。这个雅各书到第四章第七节就说出这个情况，它里面越过越新了，越过越纯净。所以我们去看雅各书，每一次讲到日影飞去哈，天起凉风，那都告诉我们它有一段个人在主面前新的学习和操练。
我弟兄讲到这个第六节，我也觉得有一点意思。这个天起凉风，第一次
是讲到亚当跟夏娃逃避神的面，
是
圣经，对不对？那这里讲到天起凉风呢，他反而就是就像你刚刚讲，他要去莫药山乳香冈，就是经历主的死复活，这个天起凉风的时候，他反而可以去见主的面，不是逃避神的面哦。
对，
好像有一个对比。
在创世纪里面那个天起凉风，就是神回来见人的时候，因为人一吃了这个分别善恶树的果子啊，人自己不知道，他就落进了一个属灵的黑暗里面。但是天起凉风，主回来，主就是光嘛，他们见到光，他们就逃避光了。这就是约翰福音第三章讲的，不爱真理的人呢，光来到这世界，他们就拒绝这个光。那么在这里现在还是一样，他更多学十架的功课，更多经历主的死，更多得着复活生命的供应和能力啊，他就再来到一个属灵的白天，天一直到了，它里面亮了。这个在我们属灵经历上确实是有这种情形，有的是一段日子真是熬炼，我们直到我们在基督里面呢，以前弟兄们用这个话来讲，死透了。我知道我愿意死，但是里面还是常常会出来小埋怨啊，或者小脾气啊，或者很多看法啊。但是到了一个地步啊，里面你怎么搅它都不动了，那就到了白天了。感谢主啊，属灵的生命长进呢，是日夜，有白天有黑夜，像创世纪一样。所以有人讲创世纪第一章呢，就是一个生命的故事，就好像雅各书一样。还有没有弟兄姊妹要分享？
我想我如果不讲话，圣灵会责备我的。我真的很纳闷，你今天开头讲那个，就是有的时候我们在外边对外人好像非常的很友好啊，很和蔼，结果回到家里面，就是整个人就好像没有表情一样，刚刚下午没有几个小时的事情，我在跟我太太讲话的时候，我有点责备她，然后她也不开心。我在想，然后今天一下神就拿这个摸到了我。我在想，我说刚才翻译的时候，我就在想那句话如果不讲就是对的，我就不应该去多讲那一句话，多讲了也没有造就她，也没，我只是在 complain， 所以我真的很懊悔。
感谢主，这就是圣灵在我们里面教我们功课。主要看见我们生命里面真实的改变。主不希望我们头脑里面装很多知识，我们手上很多的技巧和才能，那些都是外面的，将来火一烧都没有了。但是里面生命的真正的得着，所以最后这个第七节讲说，你毫无斑点，主真是看见他要帮助我们的是从我们里面更新， 里面更新了，那就存到永远。外面装饰的，有一天都要摘掉。所以这个这些、啊、雅各书里面，现在对我来讲，年轻的时候常常听年长弟兄姊妹讲到内在的生活、里面的道路、啊、信心的道路、实价的道路、生命的道路，读雅各书变得非常具体，可以用在生活的每一个小事上面，而且你发现圣灵真的住在我们里面，建立我们的我们的信心和我们的爱心。这样经过一段日子哈、啊，这个生命的改变是一定会出现的。这个是读雅各书带给我们的确据。问题就是我们是不是一直跟到底、啊、有的人跟了一半就岔出去了，有别的兴趣，有别的爱慕。但是这个童女哈、啊，那她一开头求主吸引她，主就盯着她，从来没有放弃过。啊，她不想走了，主还来找她，你看看这个多好。主实在是爱我们。
伯弟兄，我有一个问题，好吗？
是的，请说。
你在那个第三节的时候，你的唇好像一条朱红线，你的嘴也秀美。
是。
你分享了你自己的经历，你说有时候就说不该说的时候，你说了很多；该说的时候，你又没有说。
嗯。
我也有这个感觉，就是说怎么样才能够管住这个嘴啊，成为一条朱红线。这个说话这个东西是一个在我们世俗的人身上，就是说是一个技巧，什么时候该说，什么时候不该说，在家里，在神面前，在祷告的时候，都有一个很大的一个挣扎。
嗯，
我就觉得什么时候我们才能够自然觉得是该说了，我们要说，要赞美神，赞美主。不该说的时候呢，我们就闭住嘴，静静的、平静的来到主的面前。这个东西是不是要一定要有神的那个倾注，那个神的浇灌在你心里的时候，你就可以自然而然有这种感觉，还是要操练出来这样一个技巧，或者是这样一个心情？请你能不能分享一下你的经历和过程。
你这个提的非常好，也非常的实际。我们在这些点上面学习啊，首先是我们被主吸引，我们尝过主在救赎里面带给我们他自己那个属天的生命。我们慢慢会发现在这个生命里面非常美丽，全然不同，而且在这个生命里面蕴含着我们一切所缺乏的能力和力量。我们先有了这样的爱慕，我们就说，主，我愿意向你，求你帮助。而向你不是我去模仿你，而是我先死掉，我倒空了，我被你倒空了，然后你从我里面活出来，啊，那么这个过程是怎么样呢？主就容许我们失败犯错，失败犯错了以后，像刚才初俊讲到今天下午的经历，你就很懊悔，到主面前认罪，也在人面前认罪，没有想到主的血洗净以后，我们认一次罪，我们那个景象就柔软一点。如果你从来不认罪，死不认错的人呢，是最硬的人，最麻烦的人。啊，我们肯认错了，下一次碰到事情来的时候，我还是想说，里面就开始你感觉，圣灵在里面会有一个感觉，说不要说了。但是我这个人是天然生命还是很强啊， 我还是说了，再回去认错。一次两次了，慢慢到一个地步，跟主说：“主啊，我要被你管，我愿意服下来被你管理。”啊，这个时候再碰到刺激来的时候，再碰到再有理由，主在里面轻轻的说：“不要说了，你就不说了。”而且你那个不说，别人根本看不出来你在压制克制自己。你我啊，是非常安静的活在主的同在里面。这就是旧约时代的作者在诗篇里面讲：“神啊，愿你用你的脸光照我。”我们知道神就是光，你不可能看见他脸是什么样子。神的脸，你碰见了，你就活在光中了。你就住在光中了，啊，一个人呢，我们开始蒙恩得救了以后，主就要带我们进入这种情形。所以大卫啊，他在作诗的时候，他说：“我学过这个功课，所以我现在学会呢，不论碰到什么人、什么事情、什么环境，我跟主说，我要把我的主一直摆在我的面前，通过主我才看环境。”通过主我才跟人接触，那个他就慢慢就老练了。好，所以刚才姊妹问这个问题，确实它是有一个过程的。你开头有这个心愿，愿意操练，圣灵就会带我们。你不要想一天就学好的。啊，我们年轻的时候啊，圣灵因为我们生命还幼小，我们的信心呢也还要看外面的证据和环境，所以主常常用他的能力握住我们。等到我们年纪越大的时候啊，圣灵要我们的意志上面向他降服，能够接受他的管理。这个点呢，再出来的时候，他就美丽了。那主称我们就是你是我的这个。我的心腹了 ，You are my spouse， 我们与他呢相称相配了。我不晓得这样说能不能给弟兄姊妹一点点的参考和帮助。
我分享一点点我自己的经历好吗？
好的，请说。
那是在2005年信主的，当我信主的时候呢，那一刻受洗。我就真的是圣灵充满了我，我就跟主说：“主啊，我一定要跟随你，我要为你使用。”但是呢，说真的，这五年多来吧，主在每种环境里面都在对我是一个，可以说是对我是一个炼境吧。每一次都非常的，心里面真的是很难过的，因为自己的老我太强大了，总是不顺服主。但是呢，当事情发生了以后，就觉得哎呀，主啊。我又有罪了，我说我要跟从你是吧，我要顺服你，但是我还是做不到。所以呢，我是常常的祷告，可以说是每一天，几乎每一天我的祷告，主啊，真的你让我的老我死掉。但是虽然进入这么长时间，但是呢，自己的老我呢还是常常的冒头。打个比方，我现在是在照顾一个一对老人，老先生呢是1年多前来的时候他没有这么痴呆，他现在是有一点痴呆，偶尔会痴呆，偶尔不痴呆。每当特别是这几个月来，一开始他那些大便啊搞得到处都是，他会行嘛，他会行走，然后便他尿到处都是。我开始的时候哎呀你怎么就怨他，一埋怨以后圣灵就在我身上讲话，就说你不是要顺服我吗，是吧，你的爱在哪里。圣灵马上就在我的耳边跟话，然后呢一次两次三次，可以说是经过了好多次了，慢慢呢真的是就像那个景象没有这么硬了。每当发生这个事情呢，就没有怨言了，就很喜乐的去觉得哎呀，也很怜悯，就是主的爱就在我的身上，主的爱就在我的身上，就有主的爱在里面出来了。所以呢，有些人说要信主太难了，又要求这样子又要求这样子，做不到。其实我的感觉呢是真的，我们自己根本做不到，但是主在我们身上做，主在帮我们做，真的很感谢主，真的。所以呢，我每次跟亲朋好友分享我的经验， 我是非常的，我觉得我真的想把这个经历告诉他们，这个主太好了。因为什么呢？主在管我们，主在带领我们，带领我们当我们犯罪的时候，当我们软弱的时候，主会让我们刚强，会让我们能够远离，一点一点的远离。感谢赞美主，谢谢你们听我的分享。
是，感谢主。姊妹，你把这刚才那个做了一个具体的说明。读雅歌啊，应该产生出许多的故事，许多我们跟主之间啊交往的经历。愿主祝福大家，已经很晚了，你们那边十点钟了，好不好？我要下线了。啊，谢
谢
弟兄姊妹，谢谢弟兄姊妹的分享。
谢谢